Welcome to the Deep Dive. I'm your AI host, and with our expert, we're diving into the fascinating world of culture mapping. It uses semiotics and machine learning to understand cultural dynamics. Today, we're focusing on a report called South Korea and USA Synergistic Futures. This report uses culture mapping to look at potential collaborations and innovations between these two cultures.
It's exciting to be unpacking this with you. We're not just talking about politics.
Right.
We're looking at how everyday life, like K-pop and tech innovations, reflects deeper cultural shifts.
And this report analyzes these cultures through four story spaces.
Residual, dominant, disruptive, and emergent.
It's like a cultural x-ray.
Exactly. Residual is the historical bedrock. South Korea's Confucian values, emphasizing order and harmony, are still influential.
Interesting.
The U.S. retains a focus on individual liberty and the American dream.
So even as times change, those historical foundations continue to shape each nation. Then what's the dominant space?
It's about the prevailing narratives today. For South Korea, it's unity and cultural pride fueled by success in entertainment and technology. But this comes with pressures to maintain that image. In the U.S., the American dream is increasingly challenged, but it's still a powerful narrative.
So the dominant space is where we see the tension between the ideal and the reality of these cultural narratives. But culture isn't static.
Right.
That's where the disruptive and emergent spaces come in.
Disruptive forces challenge the status quo. In South Korea, it's younger generations questioning hierarchies.
I see.
And grappling with the pressure cooker society. In the U.S., it's social justice movements and tech advancements disrupting power structures.
Disruptive forces shake things up and force adaptation.
Yes.
But what about emergent? Does that offer potential solutions?
Exactly. For South Korea, emergent is about advancements in AI and sustainability.
Interesting.
But also creative industries blending tradition with innovation. The U.S., meanwhile, is experimenting boldly, from space exploration to reimagining community in the digital age.
So it's not just about identifying these spaces. It's about understanding how they interact. This report delves into six specific themes, each highlighting potential synergies between these two countries.
Let's start with adapting systems for collective resilience. The report contrasts South Korea's rapid centralized response to pressures with the U.S.'s decentralized approach. It may seem slower, but allows for more localized solutions.
Efficiency versus adaptability. The report uses specific examples. South Korea's Empower program is a top-down initiative to empower women.
I see.
The U.S.'s Get Cities initiative uses a grassroots approach focused on inclusive tech hubs.
And culturally, Move to Heaven, a South Korean drama, highlights the importance of social support in dealing with grief and loss.
And The Walking Dead, an American series, explores survival and community in the face of adversity.
Yes.
It seems both approaches have strengths and weaknesses. Can South Korea's system adapt to the needs of a diverse country like the U.S.? Can the U.S. learn from South Korea's collective action to address its own challenges?
It's about finding the right balance. And that's just one insight this report offers.
Let's move to the next theme, tensions between perfection and self-actualization. The report contrasts South Korea's drive for perfection, especially in areas like education and beauty standards, with the U.S. focus on self-expression, which can lead to isolation.
It reflects how each culture defines success and well-being. In South Korea, there's a growing awareness of the mental health challenges associated with societal pressures, leading to initiatives like a mental health policy overhaul. Dramas like My ID is Gangnam Beauty are sparking conversations about beauty standards.
The U.S., with its focus on individualism, has rising mental health awareness and self-care initiatives. However, this often comes at the expense of community.
That's an important point.
Series like Euphoria capture the anxieties young people face in a hyper-competitive world.
So both countries are grappling with the balance between societal expectations and individual well-being.
The report asks, how do these values affect your definition of success and well-being? Now let's delve into globalization and cultural cross-pollination.
This theme examines how South Korea leverages cultural exports like K-pop.
Yes.
While the U.S., with its history of cultural dominance, grapples with maintaining authenticity in its storytelling.
South Korea's SM Entertainment creates global K-pop groups like NCT, featuring members from multiple countries.
Yeah.
Films like Parasite also show the universal appeal of Korean storytelling.
The U.S. faces a complex landscape. Platforms like Patreon empower creators to connect with audiences.
Right.
Films like Everything Everywhere All at Once showcase transnational storytelling, blending American and Asian cultures.
Both countries are balancing their unique cultural identities and embracing globalization. This report asks, What are the ethical implications of cultural exchange? How can we ensure authenticity and respect?
These are important questions as technology continues to blur cultural boundaries. Let's move to the fourth theme, identity and cultural storytelling.
Okay.
This contrasts South Korea's balancing act between tradition and modernity with the U.S.'s increasing diversity and the challenges to existing norms.
This theme shows how each country grapples with questions of identity. South Korea's webtoon platforms modernize traditional stories.
I see.
The series' extraordinary attorney Woo explores identity within societal structures, highlighting the experiences of marginalized groups.
The U.S. grapples with its history of exclusion and strives to create a more inclusive national narrative. Projects like StoryCorps capture the diverse voices of everyday Americans.
Interesting.
Shows like This Is Us explore the complexities of American families.
These examples show the power of storytelling. The report asks, how does storytelling shape your understanding of identity and belonging? Now, the psychological costs of pressure.
This examines mental health challenges stemming from societal pressures in South Korea and individualistic ideals in the U.S.
Both countries face mental health crises.
Yes.
South Korea has programs like Healing Forests and dramas like Sky Castle, which portray the dark side of academic pressure.
The U.S. uses technology for mental health support, like the crisis text line. Series like BoJack Horseman critique the emptiness of individualism.
The report asks, what role can design and innovation play in creating more supportive and mentally healthy environments? Now, our final theme, sacrifice as a cultural and economic narrative.
This compares South Korea's collective sacrifices for economic success with the U.S. emphasis on individual sacrifice and emerging calls for equity. Both countries grapple with creating a more just and sustainable future.
In South Korea, we see the 10-minute city master plan. The drama Squid Game comments on inequality.
In the U.S., we see the Detroit Sustainability District, combining green infrastructure with affordable housing.
Interesting.
The film Anora highlights the sacrifices of overlooked subcultures.
This theme asks, how can we redefine sacrifice in a way that is both sustainable and equitable for all? This transcends national boundaries and calls for global collaboration. And on that note, we'll wrap up the first part of our deep dive into the synergistic futures of South Korea and the U.S.
That was a deep dive into six themes highlighting potential synergies and challenges between South Korean and American cultures. From navigating resilience to redefining sacrifice, it's clear both countries face complex social pressures, but they also possess unique strengths.
We've covered a lot, but this report goes even further. It looks at how cultural differences play out in leadership. What did you find striking in that analysis?
The report highlights that South Korea, with its Confucian heritage, leans towards a hierarchical top-down approach. Decisions prioritize efficiency and long-term planning.
Interesting.
The U.S., on the other hand, favors a decentralized system. They value individual initiative and bottom-up decision-making.
So these different approaches can lead to friction and collaborations.
Mm.
But the report says there's potential for these styles to complement each other.
Yes. The U.S. could learn from South Korea's efficiency and long-term vision, while South Korea could benefit from the U.S.'s flexibility. Imagine if these two leadership styles were blended effectively.
It's intriguing to think about. But let's shift gears and explore another aspect, K-pop's influence on both societies.
K-pop's global rise has been remarkable. It's not just about music. It's a window into South Korea's evolving cultural identity.
The report analyzes how K-pop reflects South Korea's relationship with tradition and modernity. We see traditional instruments and aesthetics mixed with global trends.
This mirrors a broader trend in South Korea, where preserving cultural heritage intersects with embracing globalization. It's a balancing act many countries face.
The report highlights the role of K-pop idols as role models. They're held to incredibly high standards.
Yes. This creates pressure on both the idols and their fans. While promoting values like hard work, K-pop can contribute to perfectionism and competition. This ties back to the mental health challenges we discussed.
Even seemingly positive cultural phenomena can have complex consequences. Looking at the U.S., how has K-pop broken through in a country with such a dominant pop music scene?
K-pop entered the U.S. market through passionate online fan communities. They shared music, translations, and created a movement. It eventually caught mainstream attention.
It shows the power of the internet to connect people and foster cultural exchange.
Absolutely. And then there's the success of groups like BTS. They've broken records and top charts.
Yeah.
Their appearances on American talk shows and collaborations with American artists have broken down barriers.
BTS's success has brought K-pop into the mainstream.
Yes.
It reflects a growing openness to global influences.
The report also notes that K-pop's choreography and stage productions appeal to American audiences.
Right.
It's more than just music. It's a spectacle.
K-pop's influence goes beyond just music and entertainment.
That's right.
It's shaping fashion, beauty standards, language, and even values. It's become a cultural force.
K-pop is a case study in how pop culture transcends borders. It reminds us that culture is constantly evolving, shaped by globalization and technology.
It's a dynamic process, and K-pop is a compelling lens to view it through. Let's refocus on the broader implications of the report after a short pause. We'll explore more insights into the synergistic futures of South Korea and the U.S. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring these two cultures, uncovering the potential for collaboration and the challenges. Let's delve into tech.
Tech is fascinating. Both South Korea and the U.S. are global leaders, but with different approaches. This report highlights potential in AI, robotics, and biotechnology.
South Korea's manufacturing and engineering with U.S. research and development seems like a great recipe for innovation.
Imagine South Korean manufacturing applied to American innovations in AI. It could revolutionize industries.
The report also points to sustainable technology.
Yeah.
South Korea leads in renewable energy.
Right.
The U.S. excels in green building design.
This is an opportunity to share knowledge and accelerate the transition to a more sustainable future. Climate change needs global effort, and this partnership could help.
It's not just tech advancements. It's about a sustainable and equitable world. The report emphasizes collaboration in education and cultural exchange to break down barriers.
Expanding student exchanges, creating joint research, and promoting language learning are crucial.
These would strengthen ties between the two nations.
This report makes an important point. Strong leadership and a shared vision are important to realize the full potential of this partnership. We need action, not just identifying areas of synergy.
It's a call for leaders to champion this partnership and create the conditions for it to thrive.
This report challenges us to envision a future where South Korea and the U.S. work together to create a more just, sustainable, and prosperous world.
This deep dive has been enlightening. We've uncovered the complexities of these cultures and the potential for collaboration.
As we conclude, remember that culture is constantly evolving. Understanding these dynamics is key to navigating the complexities of our world.
Thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive. We hope this has been insightful.